Tab Combs is a research associate in the UNC Department of Transportation and Planning, and she bikes everywhere she can.
I've been using a bike as my sole means of transportation for about 25 years. And so I think I have a lot of skill and a lot of ability to keep myself relatively safe on a bike. I would not recommend someone who does not have that sort of skill set and experience to try and get around by bicycle in Chapel Hill.
In January, a bicyclist not wearing a helmet on his electric bike was killed in Chapel Hill after a motorist opened a car door into him.
This was a perfect example of two people happened to not be 100% on their game at the exact same moment, and someone died because of it.
Combs emailed the Chapel Hill Town Council asking them to pass a during ordinance, which the town is now considering. Terry Lansdell is the director of Bike Walk NC, a statewide advocacy group for bicyclists and pedestrians. He said governments take a reactive approach to safety.
And I think that's what this Doran law does. But it usually comes out of a specific instance. When a cyclist or pedestrian has a significant event, most folks understand that this was a father, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, that becomes very humanized. And I think that it hasn't been considered for change just because it hasn't been a pressing issue for the General Assembly, for our elected officials.
Lansdell said in North Carolina, Doran ordinances are left to local municipalities. Raleigh Transportation Director Michael Moore said the city passed its Doran ordinance in 2013.
The ordinance basically reads that it's unlawful for a motor vehicle on the side available to moving traffic to open a door into the path of a cyclist. And it also makes it illegal for you to leave the door open for any amount of time other than it is necessary to get in and out of the car itself.
Raleigh drivers cited for Doran can be charged with a misdemeanor, receiving a fine of up to $50 or imprisonment for up to 30 days in jail. He said four drivers were cited for Doran between 2016 and 2020.
I think it's really more of a tool for us to have it on the books and to be able to share that as a rule and a consequence and a best practice for the community. A lot of this really comes down to how can we educate people to be conscious that there are other users in the roadway.
Chapel Hill Town Council member Michael Parker said he's confident that the ordinance will pass.
It's something we are committed to doing. It keeps Chapel Hill safe, that we don't have horrible accidents like we had a few months ago. I mean, that was tragic, you know, inexcusable, and we want to take whatever steps we can to prevent it ever happening again.
Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles is also a frequent cyclist. He said Carrboro would be open to passing its own Doran ordinance as well.
So I think any kind of legislative approach or infrastructure approach we can take to improving the safety of our roadways for all users, especially pedestrians and cyclists, I'm open to considering and would love to advance.
According to Chapel Hill Town staff, the ordinance could come to council for a vote in May. In Chapel Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.